Nearly 2,500 fans watching the Tennessee Titans go to work at St. Thomas Sports Park as training camp 2014 got underway on Saturday. The best news of the day, no injuries. Titans getting after it, competing hard offensively and defensively, making big plays on both sides of the ball. And off to a good start, ready to get back for day number two today here at St. Thomas Sports Park. I'm Mike Keith, glad to have you with us for Titans Live. As we talk to you about the Titans training camp 2014, let you watch a little bit of today's practice here and give you some insight on this ball club. And set to join me now is the Titans Vice President for Player Personnel. This is Lake Dawson, who is in his eighth year with the ball club. Lake, it's great to have you with us on a very hot, very windy day. Will the wind affect this practice at all?
Well, you always have to account for the wind and the elements a little bit, but I think just because the players are always prepared for it and we've done it before in the past, that it'll be okay. Balls may flutter in the air a little bit. It makes it a little more difficult for receivers to concentrate on the ball, but I think it'll be okay.
Let's talk about yesterday, and let's start with the area that sort of jumped out to a lot of people right off the bat. A very good day for the defensive line. Who stood out to you?
You know what? It's great early on in training camp, like you said, to see some investments pay off. As you know, we've invested quite a bit in the defensive line, starting with our draft choice, Daquan Jones. He did a great job yesterday. He stood out. The versatility that he has up front has been great. Al Woods is another guy that we invested in the offseason this year. Signed him to a two-year deal, $4 million. He stood out. Casey, I mean, he's just kind of picked up where he left off. I mean, the guy has been outstanding in terms of his handwork, in terms of his ability to win one-on-one. Sammy Hill, he stood out as well, too. And Rapati, he's just been consistent. So it just was very impressive and really to see how the guys have made the adjustment going from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4 defense. And those guys up front, right off the bat, did a terrific job of establishing themselves and controlling the line of scrimmage. So it was nice to see those investments in the offseason via the draft, via free agency, pay off for us.
The Titans made an investment getting Dexter McCluster from Kansas City to be a weapon for Coach Ken Whisenhunt and this offense. And the crowd out here oohing and aahing at what number 22 was able to do on day one.
Again, very excited about the investments that we've made. And Dexter falls right into that group. I mean, you have a guy that, you know, I was telling Rustin earlier today when we met this morning, I don't know if there's been a guy since I've been here that can contribute to the game as much as he did in so many different areas. I mean, you got a guy that can punt return. You got a guy that caught over 50 balls as a receiver last year. You got a guy who in 2011 rushed for over 500 yards. So he brings a lot of intangibles to the table. And Ken Whisenhunt, he's done a great job in the past of utilizing guys like Danny Woodhead to do the best that they can and utilize their talents in the offense. And I think Dexter's going to fall right in line. I think Danny Woodhead last year caught over 76 balls in terms of the passing game, rushed for over 400 yards last year. So Dexter, with his ability, and you alluded to it, in terms of his quickness and his explosiveness, offensively it should be a great piece to the puzzle for us. And again, we haven't had anybody like that I can recall that has affected the game, running game, special teams-wise, and passing game like that.
Left guard Andy Levitre out for a couple weeks, we think, with an appendectomy. Yesterday, a couple of different tackles work at left guard. Talk about their performance, and will you look at other players there?
You know, we're always turning the roster. We recently signed Kevin Dancer, who was a tryout for us during the rookie minicamp, brought him back when Andy had the appendectomy. But we looked at Taylor Lewan at left guard, and he did a great job. Byron Stingley did a terrific job as well, too, at left guard. And you know as well as I do that you're going to have injuries during the year. So the more that guys can do, the more they bring to the table, the versatility. Byron, for example, has played left tackle. He's played right tackle. And now he's playing guard. That's great for you. That helps you. Taylor, he obviously can play left tackle. That's why we drafted him 11th overall. He's also experimented a little bit in some of the OTAs as a right tackle and now at left guard, as you said. So we'll continue to look at guys. And really, it's a tribute to what we have in our college scouting as well as our pro scouting. The guys that I work with, really what you're seeing there when you have guys who are that versatile is that we have great people that work within our organization. I'm just fortunate enough to manage those guys on our college scouting side as well as our pro scouting side. And they bring in the kind of talent that we look for and the versatility that we look for to do those types of things.
You have one of the most broad jobs of anybody in the front office because as the vice president of player personnel, which I'm learning to say, it's even a tough thing to say. you really are looking at everything. You don't just focus on one area. So I guess you're kind of into different sorts of scouting, different sorts of tape watching, different sorts of meetings almost every day.
You know what? My job is to assist Rustin Webster and Ken Wisenhunt in making decisions, gathering information. But the ability and the opportunity that I have as far as working in college scouting and pro scouting and managing those guys, it's a calendar year, basically. And at the end of the day, the whole piece of the puzzle has to fit together.
Lake Dawson, of course, played in this league as a wide receiver for the Chiefs and the Colts after a four-year career at the University of Notre Dame. So it only makes sense that our position focus today, wide receivers, and the man who keeps an eye on the wideouts better than anybody is the wide receivers coach, Sean Jefferson. He visited with our Amy Wells right before the start of practice here at St. Thomas Sports Park.
I'm here with wide receivers coach Sean Jefferson. Now, coach, this is your second year with the Titans. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of big guys coming back this year, guys like Nate Washington, Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter. How excited are you to be able to work with those guys again this year?
I think by far, this is the best group I've ever had. And the groups I've had before, I've had like one stud. But now I got a collection of three studs. And it's just a matter of coming out here every day and making sure those guys are hitting on all cylinders. So I'm in football heaven right now with those three guys.
And besides those three guys, you also have a ton of depth behind them. How exciting is that for you, and how fun is it for you to work with those guys?
It is so fun because every day, you know, guys can't afford to come out here and slip because there's so much competition in the group. You know, I have those three guys, and I have like two more spots that it's just a mad dash for. So nobody can come out here and afford to take a day off. So the competition in the group right now is at its highest level, and that's why I like it. So nobody can come out here and afford to slip. Everybody has to dot all their I's and cross all their T's.
Now, watching your positional drills, they're probably the most fun to watch on the field. There's a ton of props and things going on. What do you accomplish in those drills?
Well, everything we do in that drill work, Amy, I try to relate into a real game situation, getting in and out of breaks. What I specify as a coach, the main thing that I try to do is make sure my receiver's footwork is in sync with the upper body. Receiver can be fast and he can be strong, but if you can't transition in and out of cuts, it does you no good. So we want to focus on when the DB is even and everything is equal, with same talent level and athleticism, can we transition out of our cuts before that DB can break on the ball? So we try to focus on that because that's how you make your money in NFL. It's like in man-to-man coverage, can you transition out of your cut before that cornerback can break on the ball?
Now, Coach, what are you the most excited about this training camp?
Well, Justin Hunter's growth. Justin Hunter is a phenomenal talent, and I tell people this all the time. God-given talent. He has more God-given talent than Megatron. So I'm excited about his growth. I mean, when God tapped him, he gave it to him. But we're just trying to get Justin to that level. You know, the alpha male physical traits are there. Now we're working on the mentality to get to the alpha male stage. And once that happens, we'll see an explosion. And this guy has a talent that he can single-handedly control games.
Well, we're glad he's playing for us then.
So am I.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Back to you, Mike.
All right. It sounds like Sean Jefferson is very up on Justin Hunter. More God-given talent than Megatron, maybe? Of course, he coached him in Detroit, so that's a strong statement. But, I mean, the people in the Titans front office certainly believe he has a lot of natural talent.
Mike, he has a ton of talent, and Sean should definitely know the difference between talent and overall ability and looking at Megatron. I think the reality of it is that the main reason we moved up and we traded up to go get Justin was for his athleticism. Literally, you have a guy 6'4", 190 pounds, runs a 4.36. High school, long jump well over 25 feet, high jumped well over 7'3", triple jumped well over 50 feet. So this is a guy that has some athleticism, some explosiveness, and we even saw glimpses of it leaving last year. You know, you look at the San Diego game when he goes up and he attacks that ball at the highest point like that. His length, his ability to leap off the ground, his straight line speed, those are all things that certainly can separate him and put him in a different category. I think having a good teacher like Sean Jefferson to kind of fine-tune that ability, he's almost like a good piece of clay. There's a lot of traits there that he just really needs to shape and form specifically for the wide receiver position.
What is fair to expect from Justin Hunter in year two?
I mean, to do better than what he did last year. I mean, the guy scored over four touchdowns last year, caught, you know, about 18, 19 balls last year. I think this year we expect him to take a step similar to what Kendall Wright did, going from his first year, moving to his second year and catching 90 balls and two touchdowns and well over 1,000 yards. So you're expecting that type of development for Justin. I think the standard of performance that we have for him are very, very high.
Is Kendall Wright's next jump from the 1,000-yard catch guy now into the elite group? Is that fair?
That's definitely fair to say. I think that with this offense and the ability to get the ball down the field, Ken Wisenhunt's, again, his ability to kind of game plan and get the mismatches, and Kendall's work ethic, his ability, his quickness, his competitiveness, all those things we expect from personnel department. We expect to see him have put up the type of numbers that he put up at Baylor, which is why we brought him here.
We spend a lot of time talking about Justin Hunter and a lot of time talking about Kendall Wright, but Nate Washington just keeps doing it.
It's amazing.
Barely missed a 1,000-yard season last year. Some people thought, well, he's gone because he has a big cap number this year.
Right.
But he continues to be productive, and the Titans are expecting another big year from Nate Washington.
It's amazing. I mean, we signed him to a 6-year deal in 2009. He's getting ready to finish that deal. So that's kudos to our pro personnel department. Those guys have done a great job in trying to find talent that can fit and develop, because when he came here, he was literally the third wide receiver for Pittsburgh. At that time, they had Plaxico Burress, they had Hines Ward, but Nate has developed himself. I mean, at one point in time, he had some consistency issues, but I think his work ethic, his attention to detail, he's become the leader of that group of wide receivers, and the expectations continue. I mean, he's gotten better year in and year out, and we've reaped the benefits, again, of investing in the right guy. And that was something that Tommy, who we've been meeting with him off and on in the offseason, along with Russ, and just trying to fine-tune the vision of what we have for this organization. And the day that he hired Ken Wisenhunt, he said he wanted to go a different direction. He wanted to make sure he brought in the right type of people. And we've been trying to duplicate that in our personnel department.
The last 2 years at St. Thomas Sports Park during training camp, one of the guys who's put on a consistent show has been number 14, Michael Preston. Mike P. has become a fan favorite and last year took a step in his own right. Is he the leader at this point for that number 4 receiving job?
It's going to be a great competition there. We've brought in the right people. Mark Mariani is another guy that's also going to be competing in that role. But Preston, what a great story. I mean, he's been with the Titans organization since 2011. He's been a guy that's truly developed from the practice squad guy to a guy who can actually contribute offensively as well as special teams wise. So that ability and that development has been very exciting to see, and we definitely expect good competition, and we have a great group of guys at that wide receiver position.
One sleeper that I want to discuss, Brian Rybiski, a player that you brought in this spring, former second round pick of the Cleveland Browns, wearing number 17. Rybiski had a good day yesterday. Where does he factor into all of this?
Again, like we talked about earlier, we have Brian Rybiski, Derek Hagan, all these guys that have been in the league a little bit, Isaiah Williams as well, too. But Brian has done a fabulous job. And, again, that's a credit to our pro personnel department. Those guys continue to churn our roster and look for guys who fit this offense in their skill set. And I think that he's going to challenge and push that job. He's going to push Preston. And that's the beauty of it. You want competition at this time of the year. You want guys pushing one another. Because at the end of the day, we're going to get the right people. We want to have a tough decision to make when we get down to that 53-man roster.
When you get to 53, do you see 6 wide receivers? Do you see 5? Do you see 7? How much does the head coach push you on the number?
You know what? That's a great question. That's a great question. But the reality of it is that's Russell Webster's decision. He has final say, but he's definitely going to accommodate what Ken Wisenhunt wants. And, you know, as a former wide receiver, I like to see receivers on the field, especially guys if they can bring a lot to the table as receivers and as special teams guys.
That's a good answer by the vice president of player personnel. Put it on somebody else. But you don't know on July 27th, for sure.
You let it play itself out.
Absolutely.
I mean, like you said, as we go through training camp, guys are going to have great days like we talked about the first day. Derek Hagan did a great job. Brian Rybiski did a great job. Mark Mariani did a great job. So these guys are going to go back and forth, and that's what we want to see. We want to see guys compete so that at the end of all this, there's a tough decision to make.
Mike Dawson, thank you so much. Great visiting with
you. Thank you so much.
That's the Titans VP of player personnel. I'll get it someday. Blake Dawson with us. When we come back, the director of college scouting, Blake Bedingfield, in to talk about some of the rookies and the second and third year players making moves. That's next on Titans Live, which is coming to you from St. Thomas Sports Park in Nashville.
You know, I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday.
Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Coming up on the all-new Titans All Access.
It's training camp time, and that means we've got to sit down and get the inside scoop from new Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
I'll take you behind the scenes on the new broadcast studio.
Michael Orr trying to become the Titans' right tackle, but he's a name you already know from the blind side. We'll go one-on-one with big number 72.
All this plus Titans news on the next Titans All Access.
St. Thomas Sports Park. This is where the Titans hold training camp, and this is day two of practice this afternoon with the temperatures in the mid-90s. The heat index over 100 degrees, but the work has to get done. And some of the other people in this organization working hard, the scouts, who are on their way into Nashville right now. They're going to get together and try to take a look at this team. The director of college scouting joins me now, Blake Bedingfield. Welcome. I want to ask you first, the Titans bring their own scouts in. What are you trying to do?
You know, with the scouts coming in, this is their first opportunity since we actually left from the draft that they have an opportunity to see the players that they evaluated all last year. So it's a good opportunity to see the rookies, but also see the second and third year players from the previous drafts. And then it's an opportunity as well to see some of the veteran free agents that we brought in the spring, so they can kind of get up to speed where our team is right now.
And they can give you a bit of an outside perspective while still being familiar with these guys.
Yes, each scout will take a position, and they'll evaluate that position all week, and we'll present it to the coaches at the end of this week, and after this week, they will actually go back on the road and start the college scouting process for next year's draft.
When the scouting staff, the coaching staff, Rustin, everybody talked after the draft, Daquan Jones was a player you were very excited about. Fourth-round pick, you get him out of Penn State, feel like he can help right away. Lake Dawson's already referenced what he did in practice yesterday. Why did you like Daquan Jones? What makes him special? And how can number 75 help you right away?
Daquan was a player we really targeted in the fourth round. 6'4", 322 pounds, two-year starter at Penn State, versatile type player. I think you're going to hear that throughout training camp, versatility. What can you bring to the table? Are you a starter at a certain position, or can you line up in multiple spots? Well, Daquan is a player that played all over at Penn State. He could play the nose, the shade, the five technique. He could even line up as a three technique, and he has the type of emerging type skills to actually show up in the sub packages.
So he'll play a lot in the rotation, is your anticipation?
He will. He'll go to camp, and he'll compete with Mookie and Sammy and those players at the nose tackle position. But he'll also compete with Rapati at the five technique, and he'll back up Jarrell at the three technique. So he can play a number of roles.
Might be as good a battle in the D-line for roster spots as anywhere on the team.
This is a very deep group. It is with Carl Klug and LeVar Edwards and some of our previous draft choices. Mike Martin that's competing with some of the new players like Daquan and some of the veteran players that we have on our roster.
In the fifth round, Avery Williamson, number 54, playing inside linebacker, and he can play weak side or strong side. People from around here know him because he's from Milan, Tennessee, went to Kentucky, played well there for his whole career, especially his last 2 years. What do you like about Avery?
He's got the ability to line up inside, whether it's a Mike linebacker, call the defense. He has that type of leadership ability. He has the type of intelligence to run the front, to set up the front, to make checks and calls. He has the ability to make tackles. That's what he did at Kentucky, playing in one of the better conferences in college football. He made a high number of plays, and he's a good player. He's 6'1". He's about 245 pounds. He ran a 4.59, and he's a good kid. He comes from Tennessee, in Jackson, Tennessee, played at a very good high school program there, and he continued that progression at Kentucky.
The other fourth-round pick you had is a young man by the name of Mark Weston Huff, and he's been a little bit of a mystery in that he was a corner his first 3 years and then became a safety. How did the Titans see him? Where are you working him right now?
You know, right now he's going to work at corner and safety. He's played safety the last year at Wyoming, a little bit in the Senior Bowl, played some corner and safety. As a junior, he played mostly corner in the nickelback. So, again, that versatility comes into play with our defense. You're going to hear Ray Horton talk about that a lot with players. And he's going to have to find a spot not only on special teams, but in the defensive role. Right now, we're going to work him at both.
Can he be a star on special teams?
He can. He's got outstanding speed. He was a 4.44 coming out. He's got an outstanding size. He's 5'11", almost 200 pounds. This is a guy that, as he grows into the game, as he grows into an NFL player, could continue to get bigger and grow into that safety position.
A couple of second- and third-year players you'll be evaluating. Talk to me about Mike Martin, number 93. How does he fit in this new defensive line scheme with the three-man front?
Right now, Mike Martin is backing up Jarrell Casey at the three technique. He's a player that is going into his third year. This is a guy that we want to see take that next step. He has the ability to do that. He showed the ability to rush in the sub-packages last year in most nickel situations. He's a guy that could actually slide in and play a nose at times as well.
Okay, Taylor Thompson, third-year player. Move from defensive end to tight end. It's taken him a while. Do you see a difference in his comfort level?
No question. Taylor came in. He was a defensive end at SMU. When we drafted him, we drafted an athlete that we thought could make that transition to a tight end position. He's 6'6". He's over 260 pounds. He runs extremely well. His first 2 years in the league, he was our third tight end. Played some in the run game. Played mostly on special teams. This is a guy that's taken that next step into his game. He's more comfortable running his routes. He's more comfortable with the release off the line of scrimmage. He's catching the ball more comfortable. This is a guy that's making the step that we wanted to see him do.
Last guy I want to ask you about, second-year safety, number 39, Damian Stafford. You guys need a young safety to step forward and get into the rotation, make himself look like a safety of the future. Has Stafford made enough improvement to make you feel good about where he is?
He has. He was a guy that played a pivotal role on special teams last year, really one of our core special teams players. He's a guy that's learning from veteran group and George Wilson, Bernard Pollard, Michael Griffin. He can learn from those guys as he continues to progress his game. He actually played a little bit on the defense in certain situations last year and did a very good job.
You ready to take some questions?
I am.
All right, we need to get a break. When we come back, Blake Bedingfield, the Titans Director of College Scouting, takes your questions from Twitter. Amy Wells will join us. Stay with us for more Titans Live coming to you from St. Thomas Sports Park in Nashville at training camp 2014.
And I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday.
Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Coming up on the all-new Titans All Access.
It's training camp time, and that means we've got to sit down and get the inside scoop from new Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
I'll take you behind the scenes on the new broadcast studio.
Michael Orr trying to become the Titans' right tackle, but he's a name you already know from the blind side. We'll go one-on-one with big number 72.
All this plus Titans news on the next Titans All Access.
This is probably our favorite part of Titans Live yesterday, the questions from Amy Wells. She's got them from all over. She can get them from Facebook, from Twitter, even from the crowd here at St. Thomas Sports Park. Amy, question number one.
All right, Mike and Blake. The first question is from Twitter, and Chris wants to know, how fair is the comparison between Justin Hunter and Randy Moss?
You know, fair in the sense that they're both tall, 6'4". 205, 210 pounds, extremely athletic, great leaping ability, very good speed. You know, but Randy was a highly productive player in college, came in the league and really had a lot of production, outstanding athletic skills that translated to the NFL quickly. I think Justin can make that step. That's a high comparison. Randy Moss is probably one of the better receivers to play in the last 10 years. So, you know, that's a very good comparison athletically in the way he's built.
All right, question number two, Amy.
All right, Jason on Twitter wants to know if we'll see Dexter McCluster and Bishop Sankey on the field at the same time this year.
Oh, I like that one.
I think you could. Dexter is a player that has lined up in the slot at receiver at times. He's also lines up in the backfield as a running back. He's a player that you can do a lot of things with. So I could see that happen.
All right, fan question now from here at St. Thomas Sports Park.
All right, guys, this is from my friend Justin.
Is Mark Mariani going to get reps at receiver this year?
He has. And actually in training camp yesterday in practice, he did an outstanding job. Caught a deep ball for a touchdown on one occasion. Looked very good. Looked like the old Mark.
All right, Amy, another question.
All right, Connie on Facebook wants to know what personnel were added in the offseason to really help out this offense.
You know, Dexter McCluster being one that you mentioned, Michael Orr being another one that's playing the right tackle spot. You know, those are two key cogs that I think we were missing last year. David Stewart went down with some injuries, and, you know, we had some issues at right tackle. Dexter McCluster, we haven't had a back like that. I've been here, this is going on my 16th season now. I'm not sure we've actually had a back like Dexter McCluster that can do a number of different things, whether it's spreading him out as a wide receiver, having him be a third down back, actually lining up in the backfield.
And having Bishop Sankey to go with him, too, is certainly a big deal. That whole group, that whole core of running backs suddenly gives you a lot of versatility in terms of matchups.
It is a good group. It, you know, even when you throw Jackie Battle in there as well as a big power back, Sean Green and Dexter and Bishop, kind of being an interchangeable, can do a lot of different things.
All right, final question for Amy Wells.
All right, Blake, this one's for you. Which guy from either free agency or the draft has really impressed you through these first days of training camp?
You know, we talked about Daquan Jones. I think Daquan was a player that, you know, we really were excited to see him with more of the live contact. And it's going to be exciting when we get into pads and see him go one-on-one versus some offensive linemen. We have a very good offensive line group. And to see him compete with those guys, some NFL, established NFL caliber players, he's one of the ones that we were excited to see yesterday. I think from the free agency class, again, not to mention Dexter McCluster again, but he was a guy that did a lot of things yesterday in practice and all throughout OTAs.
From the free agency class, Wesley Woodyard will probably be one of the least talked about guys because he's quiet, but his consistency and leadership is a big deal.
He was. Another linebacker out of Kentucky that came in the league, went to the Denver Broncos, played a pivotal role there in their team last year. He's a pro. He's a guy that could actually play in the nickel situations. He's got excellent speed. He's a very smart player. Helps the new defense kind of get lined up and where they're supposed to be.
And overall, the tempo on defense. The older guys have added so much, and the younger guys have really picked up on it, and there's an aggressiveness that Ray Horton has that I think you can already sense. You certainly saw it in practice yesterday. It looks like you're seeing it already today.
No question. We talked about the depth at the defensive line position. There's depth also at the linebacker position. So that adds to that aggressive nature. You're having a lot of competition between groups. A lot of the first and second and some third team players are trying to get elevated during these training camp practices.
For your group scouting, not only position players but also kickers, you took a look at Travis Coons, the kicker out of Washington, who was 15 of 16 last year. How will he do in this competition against Mykon Bonani to be the Titans' replacement for Rob Barone?
This is an excellent opportunity for him to come into training camp, go into these preseason games, whether it's with our team or another team, to have good film. And he's got a great opportunity to win an NFL job.
All right, tomorrow, pads. You really start to tell something about people. Anybody that you're just dying to see, to see the difference in non-padded practice and what they look like in a pad practice?
Sure, no question. We mentioned Justin Hunter. You know, it's time for him to take that next step, putting on pads where they can be a little bit more physical with him at the line of scrimmage. Belidi Ray Wilson competing with Cody Sensenbaugh at the corner spot. You know, some of those players are the ones that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, because this is great. But when they put the pads on and get after it, they haven't had a pads practice under Ken Whisenhunt. How different do you think that'll be?
I think the intensity level has picked up a lot. I think it has in the OTAs, and I think you can see the competitive nature. You're going to see a lot of good competition out here tomorrow.
Hey, Blake, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Blake Bedingfield, in his 16th year with the club, he is now the director of college scouting. We want to thank Blake and also Lake Dawson for the outstanding job that they did, sort of filling us in. When we join you tomorrow morning for our third edition of Titans Live, former Titans great Keith Bullock will join us here. And who else would you want to have for the first full pads practice other than Keith Bullock? He'll be right here. We'll be on the air at 9:30 Central Time from St. Thomas Sports Park to get you ready for the pads practice tomorrow as the Titans go into day 3 of training camp. That comes up tomorrow morning again at 9:30. So for Blake Bedingfield, for Lake Dawson, for Amy Wells, and for our outstanding crew who did a wonderful job with this win, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks so much for joining us at TitansOnline.com, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of Titans Live.